Good morning, Brad Davidson.
Morning, TK. Morning, Loz.
A couple of horses have been locked in now for the Kosciuszko.
Yeah, Smith's an Oh So Hazy joined the list yesterday. Smith's, of course, won that Gold Coast trial by about 5 lengths back on September 11th, so he's booked his spot after that. And Oh So Hazy didn't finish in the placings at Warwick Farm yesterday, but was still able to secure that spot. So I think we've got 9 of the 12 now, just on Smith's and Oh So Hazy. You'd have to think they'd have to improve a few lengths to win a Kosciuszko. Sits is probably the better chance of the two, running fifth in that country championships final behind Victorum, only beating 3 lengths back in the autumn. But still, they seem to be outsiders in the field. But that's the thing about the Kosciuszko, of course. So the good thing is that whoever gets those slots can choose who they like. And good luck to all those connections with both those horses in the race.
Mate, who is there one left that you've had a look at who you think could be attractive to you if you just say you were one of the lucky ticket winners?
Just off the top of my head, I can't really think of many. I think most of the best ones have gone right now. She knows has been competitive in the city for some time, but probably just off that pace a little bit. I'm just trying to have a think. Maybe something will bother to set up.
Eckstein's there, the Virginian's there, Awesome Plucks still available, Sharp Hustler.
Yeah, well, the two you mentioned there, Eckstein, like she's a Group One mare. I know she was well beaten first up, but I think she'll improve sharply second up at Rose Hill on the weekend. And we've seen in the past, like go back to the Coolmore in the Coolmore Classic in the autumn, and she was beaten less than a length there against really quality Group One mares. And the other one to consider there, Sharp Hustler. We've seen how dominant he was at Rose Hill and the turn of foot he had going back probably about a couple of months ago now. So they're probably two that I'm a little bit shocked aren't in there. I think they'd both be better chances in the race personally than Snitz and Oh So Hazy. So at this stage, you'd like to see X thing just take that another step forward on the weekend. But if she does that, she should definitely be in the field. And Sharp Hustler, the other one I'd mentioned there.
Yeah, Brad, in her time in El Dorado Dreaming, were trialling and they were very impressive.
Yeah, they're both very impressive. I know everyone was raving about El Dorado Dreaming the way she finished off, but I was just as impressed within her time when Corey Brown got off and said she feels better than preparations in the past. She feels a lot more balanced. She feels her feet issues aren't really there anymore, which is really positive. And El Dorado Dreaming, she couldn't have been much better either the way she finished off that last 400 metres. So both big ticks there. I've maintained for a while now that in her time, I think she's the forgotten horse in the Everest discussion. Of course, she'll go to that premiere in a week and a half, take on the likes of Redzel, Trapeze Artist. There's going to be a host of them there in that race. I think there's going to be about 7 or 8 Everest horses. So we'll really get a guide on her there. But I think she'll run super there and take that bit of improvement into the big race. And there's no doubt in my mind that she only probably has to improve her length to be going very, very close to winning the Everest.
What about this High Bridge? Everyone's sort of starting to jump on the bandwagon here.
Yeah, well, he was the horse to follow out of Warwick Farm yesterday. He was held up until about the 200, 250 metre mark and still put him away with ease there. I know it's only, midweek Sydney form, but he's 2 from 2 in Australia. He's 8-year-old hurdler from overseas. And look, he runs 2 miles already. He's proven that. He's got that bit of sharpness in his legs. And I think he'd be well down in the Melbourne Cup order of entry. But Chris Waller suggesting they may take that same path as Malucky Day did back in 2010 when it ran second in the Melbourne Cup and go to the Tats Cup at Randwick in mid-October, then head to Alexa Stakes, which, of course, he'd probably have to win to get into the Melbourne Cup and then back up into the Melbourne Cup. So looks a really promising stayer, and I know the stable have a huge opinion of him.
What's happened with Dealmaker and Toulouse?
Yeah, Dealmaker, he was obviously second in the stand. Fox just missed there behind Tarka. I spoke to Chris Waller yesterday. He wasn't except before the Gloaming Stakes at Rose Hill on Saturday. He's just got a bit of a bad blood picture there, so they put him out for a few days. He'll come back on Monday and they'll decide whether to continue on there to the spring champion. And I spoke to David Payne yesterday about Toulouse, who was this Derby prospect. Unfortunately, he's out of the spring with a sprained joint. So another one falls by the wayside there, but I'm sure he'll be back next year.
Good on you, mate. We'll talk tomorrow morning.
Thanks, guys.